Maybe if you have been in selling or marketing for a long time, or maybe even not that long, you have heard the saying that people don't want to buy a drill. They want a hole in the wall. People don't want a drill. They want a hole in the wall. People don't want a Netflix subscription. They want to be entertained on Friday night. People don't want whatever it is. Like, they don't want the product itself. They want what the product can do for them. And that really is the fundamental lesson behind today's episode, which is episode number 8 of the Essential Copywriting Skills series. We're talking about presenting transformational benefits, presenting transformational benefits. And that's what we're going to go deep into today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so presenting transformational benefits. Like, from the beginning of the series, I've talked about how your product, your service, your offer that you are going to make to customers, really, it solves a problem. It either solves a problem that they would classify as a problem, or it helps them fulfill an unfulfilled desire, which is kind of another type of problem. Like, I want this, but I don't have it yet. And yes, on one level, your product or service is going to do that. But ultimately, like, on a much deeper level, your product or service is not just solving a problem. It is transforming your customer's life. It is making their life better in a meaningful way. It's creating a better life for them. And most often, this is going to fall into one of the three, like, biggest areas in some way. You're going to, if you pay attention and if you connect the dots, you're going to find a way to connect your product or service, whatever they're buying, to like one of these big three areas. So the big three areas are financial, health, and relationships. So let's say shaving cream. Shaving cream is a product that you'll typically find in the health section of the store. You're going to find it near the headache medicine, and you're going to find it near all these other things. Okay, great. Shaving cream. If you are thinking about shaving cream, is it a health product? Well, maybe. Like, it could be, if you don't shave, something's going to happen. Like, I don't know. But most people, I don't think, buy it for health reasons. Now, some people buy just, you know, they have a beard, or they have leg hair or whatever, and they just feel the need to shave it. And so they buy the cheapest razor and the cheapest shaving cream, and it's financial. Like, they make the decision for this particular shaving cream for financial reasons, because it's just the cheapest. And maybe the ultimate outcome is that they're focused on, as a person buying shaving cream, is that they want to save as much money as possible now, so that they have as much financial security as possible in the future. And so the financial transformation of this shaving cream is that it's going to help them, you know, it's going to help them as a penny pincher to have their best, most financially free retirement possible. Right? Okay, maybe that feels like a bit much for shaving cream, but honestly, like, that, if somebody is really focused on buying the cheapest of every product, that is largely what they're trying to do, is they're trying to conserve resources and set aside resources as much as possible. Or perhaps it's about relationships. Like, ooh, I want to get a clean shave so that when I snuggle up with my special someone, you know, my bristles aren't making their skin uncomfortable, and I want to look great with a clean shave. And it could be about financial in another way. If you feel like $1 million when you're done shaving because the shaving cream was awesome, How are you going to perform? How are you going to show up differently in your life? How are you going to perform differently at work if, like, you feel like you treat yourself well and treat yourself like $1 million with every shave that you do? And so you may buy a premium shaving cream for financial reasons because you believe it's going to increase your earning power because you're going to show up differently in your life. Or you may feel like by treating yourself like $1 million, you're going to have better relationships. People are going to look up to you more. They're going to appreciate that you look great with a fresh shave, right? Or it could be, oh, the shaving cream is so, like, it moisturizes my skin and it smells so good. And my, you know, I'm going to be more attractive to the opposite sex because I use the shaving cream, right? And that's a relationships thing. And so how your product is perceived by the marketplace can change a lot based on their motivations and how you're going to target your product towards different segments of the marketplace may change a lot based on their motivations. And ultimately what it comes down to is somebody buying this for financial reasons, to save money, to make more money? Are they buying it for health reasons, to recover from ill health or to achieve better health? Are they buying it for relationship reasons, to mend a broken relationship or to create better relationships, to get what they want in relationships? But it's what's happening there is there some kind of transformation in their life that people are largely going for when they make most buying decisions? I mean, you could even go through this same thinking process for things like food or basic household supplies, or you could go through it for, you know, buying a college education, or you could go through it for the car that they buy, the house that they live in, the books that they're reading, all of that. All is influenced by what they ultimately want their life to be in financial terms, in health terms, in relationships terms, and how much they care or don't care about those different areas. There's going to tend to be one major focus area that's going to drive the buying decision for any given product. And the more that you try and make it about multiple things, the less compelling your pitch is going to be. And so what you want to do is you want to think long term. You want to think not just what is this product doing, or like, what are the features of this product? But how is this going to transform their life? How is this going to lead to a better future for this person? Now, there are some different processes that you can go through as a copywriter to help you get to this point. One of the most common one, or one of the most like popular ones, one of the ones that I know best that I learned when I was a fairly young copywriter, it comes from Clayton Makepeace and before him from Tom Phillips, who ran Phillips Publishing, which was one of the biggest health and financial publishers in the world during the 80s and 90s, I want to say, during the heyday of direct mail and the big direct mail copywriters. So Clayton learned it from Tom, and it's this process of, you can sit down and you can look at your product and you can say, what are all the features of my product? And you can do this in a spreadsheet or a mind map or an outline. You know, what are all the features of my product? Okay, I know, you know, it's a monthly newsletter subscription and you get a stock recommendation every month and you get portfolio tracking features and whatever. Like there's features of this. And then for every feature, there are a number of different benefits, right? And the benefit is not what is it, but it's what does it do for you? And so the new stock recommendation always gives you something new to add to your portfolio. It gives you the latest ideas to invest in. It gives you the latest profit opportunities that the market is providing. So there's what it is, what it does for you, and then the dimensionalized benefit. So features and benefits, really common, taught in sales and marketing for a long time. Dimensionalized benefit, how he took it one step further is, okay, what does it mean for you? What does it mean for you if you always invest in the next big investment trend? If you are one step ahead of every, you know, other investor in the market, if you have the latest good investment recommendations delivered to you every month or every week? Well, ultimately, like the goal of that is to create a brokerage account, a bigger retirement account, to create a bigger life savings, to make more money with your money, to grow tremendous wealth, and to be able to, you know, have all the financial freedom that you want, to spoil your grandkids, to be able to invest in and back certain organizations that you find to be valuable and worthwhile in the world, to be able to donate to your church, to donate to community initiatives, to be able to essentially have all the money that you need to do what you want with it. And what does that lifestyle look like? And how like that is the, that's the, what does that mean for, you know, the latest stock recommendations delivered to you every month. It's how the transformation takes place on a financial basis, and like what that means to have that financial freedom that comes from total financial success. And so dimensionalizing benefits is just taking it further and further into the future. Like, what does it mean? You know, what is it? What does it do? And what does it mean to have these different components of my product? And what, how is it going to transform my life going forward if I get the result that's promised through this product or service? Now, there is a slightly different approach that you can take, and essentially it should get you to the same place. But in Japanese manufacturing, I believe it was in the Toyota Corporation, they came up with this this five whys process. And so they would notice, like, oh, there's a problem on the production line. Why? Okay, you know, the parts are getting stuck here. Why? Oh, because actually there's too many parts coming to that point in the production line too fast. Why? Because whatever is going on back here. Why? Because, and the point is to ask why up to five times to get to the root of the problem as opposed to the symptoms of the problem. Now, you can apply this exact same thinking to benefits, to coming up with like, why does this particular part of the product exist? And like, why is that important? Why? And you just keep asking until you get to, again, it's essentially the same place as that dimensionalized benefits approach from Clayton Makepeace, where you are getting to the deeper substance of any superficial details of the product, and you're saying, you know, the most important reason that we built this product is to help families like yours achieve whatever result. Or, you know, it could be, let's say it's about social confidence, like a social confidence program. Well, the most important reason for this social confidence program, let's say if it's aimed towards dating, is to help you find that person who you can form an incredible lifetime relationship with, and help them have an incredible life and have an incredible life yourself, because you had the confidence to really connect with them from the moment you met them and take that relationship as high as it could possibly go. Or it could be social confidence for in the workplace. And it could be you have incredible potential in your life that allows you to perform at this very high level at work that is completely being held back by your fears. And not only do you have an incredible potential to earn a substantial amount of money, but the impact that you're able to create in the world from fully utilizing your resources in whatever career you choose will only be unlocked. That impact will only be unlocked through developing more confidence now to speak up in important conversations and to say what you need to say, to be who you need to be in your work. And so you just, the goal is to continuously extrapolate out the benefits of a product or service to the point where you are able to recognize that if this product or service is the turning point of this person's life towards some bigger, brighter future, we know where that's going. We know how their life is going to change as a result of this turning point. And then to communicate that through copy. So let's talk about communicating that through copy. So on one level, it's great to be able to just say, our product is created with this feature, and here's what it actually gets for you, and here's what that means for you in the long run. And that's a very logical ABC way of presenting it. There is also a way that you can do this that goes much deeper. That is, one particular piece of language used to describe this is future pacing. And I've talked about this in my sleight of pen training for copywriters and marketers, that in the field of neuro-linguistic programming, there's this concept of future pacing where you get someone to vividly imagine a future in which the outcome that they desire is already true. And this is used in copywriting a lot. So let's say I'm selling a copywriting program and I say, because of this decision that you're making today to invest in yourself as a copywriter, you are essentially setting yourself up to for this moment. Maybe it's going to come 1 year down the line, 2 years down the line, three, maybe even 5 years down the line. Whenever it comes, everything is going to have been worth it because you're going to be able to look back on this moment when you made this decision to invest in yourself, and you're going to be able to see that not only are you creating all the income and success that you want as a copywriter, but you've really discovered how to do a very important and special skill that allows you to write your own ticket, to have total freedom, total control over your time and schedule and who you work with and the type of work that you do. And you can look back from this moment in the future and you can say, I achieved this success because I made that one decision to invest in myself. Okay, this is Roy zooming out a little bit. So what you can see, and maybe that's not perfect copy coming out of my mouth right now, and I didn't really have a specific product to tie it back to or service to tie it back to, but the whole idea behind it is you put someone in this future scenario in which the problem that they have been facing, the challenge that they've been facing, this unfulfilled desire that they've been dealing with is solved, is fulfilled, that they've already gotten the result that they want. They've already achieved what they want to achieve. Why they're engaging with your product or service, your offer, your marketing message in the first place. They're imagining the scenario in which it's already done. The result has been achieved. And by getting them to vividly imagine that, what you're doing is you are essentially reinforcing that decision to, yes, this is what I want. And so you get them to imagine that, hey, they already have that better financial situation. They already have that better health situation. They already have that better relationship situation. And it happened because of your offer today. And what if you nail this, you essentially get them to a point where if they don't say yes today to your offer, there is a bit of fear of missing out. There's a bit of loss associated with saying no, because they have already imagined the situation, that scenario in which it is true, in which they're so relieved because that problem is solved. And the scenario being true is already a thing, and they are having to make that scenario false by not buying. And so that can be the power of future pacing. Now, there is a little bit of a hack that I've picked up from Dan Sullivan, who's a business coach. He runs Strategic Coach. He has something that he calls the Dan Sullivan question. And he actually gets people to future pace on sales calls or on coaching calls. He says, if we were having this discussion 3 years from today, and you were to look back over those 3 years to today, what has to have happened both personally and professionally for you to feel happy about your progress? So he's getting them to imagine 3 years into the future and to look back on today and to say, what has changed for you to have felt successful, right, in this moment? And when you can get them to imagine that, and you can do this, you could actually be interviewing potential customers, prospects, and you could ask them this question in order to get them to describe what they're looking for. You can talk to recent customers, and you can have a conversation about essentially the same question. If we were having this discussion 3 years from today, and you look back over those 3 years to today, what has to have happened, both personally and professionally, for you to feel happy about your progress? Or you can simply use this as a thought experiment. A lot of my copywriting, once I understand a market fairly well, a lot of the way that I get to these things is through thought experiments. And it's like, I'm thinking, if I put myself in the mind of the prospect, what success am I looking for in order for me to feel very great about this decision to invest in the product or service? And that essentially gives you the dimensionalized benefits. It gives you the transformational benefits. It gives you the future pacing scenario that you can put forward. And if you do that and you do it well, your prospects are just going to, that's what they want. They're going to latch onto it, and they're going to know that the way that that's going to come true is through your product, your service, your offer. And so that's why I consider this to be an essential copywriting skill, to be able to get your prospects to really feel not just, okay, some positive thing that's going to happen today because I bought the product or service, but what is the who am I going to become because I purchased this product or service today? And when you can do that well, your copywriting becomes all the more effective. My name is Roy Furr. I would let you, this has been a daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, part of a special series on essential copywriting skills. We've been talking about presenting transformational benefits, and I would love it if you'd leave a comment with this video. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10. How valuable are you finding this, and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What did you get out of this? Also, tap the like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these videos and more content. And also, check out the links in the description with this episode. I'll include a link to the Sleight of Pen training. It's part of my BTMS Insiders training library. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training, where you pay one low monthly fee. You get access to all of my marketing and copywriting training, instant streaming access. Just start watching immediately. And I'll also make sure to, towards late June 2021, I'm going to come back to all these episodes and add links to be able to sign up and watch the series from the beginning. So if you're not catching this series live as it's released, you will be able to sign up and watch all these episodes in a row. All you have to do is check for the link in the description. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value in each of these episodes. Hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.